America. Weston is hosting North Crawford in the Ridge End Valley, and Kickapoo is home against Waseca Steuben among the matches. In the Southwest Conference, River Valley is playing at Lancaster. The River Valley swim team is doing battle in the pool at Lodi tonight versus Portage as well. We'll have more about tonight's matchup in a moment. Jamie Johnson, Hornet volleyball coach, will join us next.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Jamie, as you look at this week, it's homecoming week, and you have a really big match on Tuesday night, it looks like.
Yeah, we do. We got Platteville coming in. They're undefeated in conference. It's a must-win for a lot of reasons. One, to keep us alive in the conference race, and also from the seeding perspective. We stubbed our toe last week, against Dodgeville, giving them a chance to, maybe get pull up with us in that seeding meeting. So, a lot's on the line. Last week is our first home game of the year after like 5 weeks. So, we don't have our routines. Hopefully we're a little more prepared, not as much. Even though it's homecoming, it's early in the week, thankfully. That's not a Thursday night game because they get wore out by the end of the week and some other things. So hopefully we can, still kind of keep routine, get a W, and then they can enjoy the rest of the, homecoming festivities for the week before we have a big tournament on Saturday.
Definitely. With Platteville, I know last time you really had a tussle with them, didn't you?
Yeah, we went five. Reviewing that, we had some struggles at times. We were behind the first set, came back and won it, which seems to be our theme this year at times. But lost the second, third set, fourth set. We had momentum. We played very clean. Got up in the fifth set, and we ran a play that was just a miscommunication. I think could have been a big momentum boost, and it turned to be a big momentum killer. Allowed them to tie the score. They got an ace, and then they just got momentum in that fifth set. And that momentum is so huge in that fifth set. So it's definitely doable, especially with our home crowd and a homecoming crowd, hopefully, that we can get this done. We tried a new lineup that night, and that's the lineup we've been out playing with since then. So we're definitely more comfortable in our coverage and just our plays and things like that. So hopefully we'll be more efficient, and we had a good weekend on Saturday. We played very well, played a lot cleaner, better job on the service receive, and running our plays and moving things around.
Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson on our pre-match show. The Vitesnik Power Sports pre-match show continues. Jamie Johnson as a guest. Jamie, could you talk about the tournament that you played this last Saturday at home against some competitive teams?
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700. BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Fall is a busy season. The team at Simpson's Tractor can help you be ready for fall with New Holland, Gale, Land Pride, Myers, and Great Plains equipment. Whether you're heading to the field to harvest this season's crops or you're a contractor with a long list of jobs before the ground freezes, Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this fall. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Yeah, and you beat some tough teams on that Saturday tournament, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a solid day. You know, it wasn't like some other tournaments where we had even higher competition, but it was solid teams, you know, that are doing well in their conferences. And just for us to sweep, unfortunately, we set a record. We missed seven serves in one set, yet we still won that set 26-24. But, I mean, those are the things that we got. Everything else was great that day. We got to play like we did the rest of the day. I mean, there's that fine line of aggressive serving, and then you got to keep yourself in the games, especially like against the Platteville, you know, this week. And then this coming weekend, we've got huge opportunities to make some jumps and help establish some things for our seeding meeting. That's just, you know, a couple weeks away.
Yeah, that doesn't seem possible that is the case, that you're playing that, but everything has to be compacted into a short amount of time. And really, that's where there's just not a lot of room for errors.
No, and, you know, we talk about just our goals, and we were able to accomplish a goal this Sunday. We passed the 20-win mark, which is a streak we've had, not counting the COVID year where we didn't get to play 20 games, that we've always had. That means you're over 500, well over 500, you're having a good season. 25 is a really good year, and 30, if you get 30 wins by the end of the year, including the tournament, that's a phenomenal season. And we're on track we're 22-6, so with four home games and a tournament yet, you know, a five-game tournament. So we're hopefully to keep this. Thursday was a bump in the road, as long as we learn from it and be better. And then just, we got to just control what we can control and hope for the best.
Has it been a while since you've beaten Platteville?
Yeah, unfortunately, Max Preps reminded us that with their preview article that we're 1-9 against them since 2019. So, yeah, I guess overall they've definitely had our number. We've had a lot of five-setters with them. But we definitely need to, you know, let's break that streak now, and I think we have the team to do it.
Anything other special things going on other than being homecoming on Tuesday night, Jamie?
Nope. This is the one night where we don't have anything special going on. You know, next week we'll have our cancer awareness, and we'll soon, before you know it, like we said, we'll be having senior night and poster night and things like that coming up. So we're just hoping to lock in and just focus in and taking down our opponent in Platteville.
Sounds good, Jamie. Good luck as you get ready for Platteville.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Good evening from Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. I'm Phil Mee. The Hornets hosting the Platteville Hillmen for the second time these two teams play this year in a really marquee match. A Hillmen win tonight would clinch a tie at least for the Southwest Wisconsin Conference title. The Hillmen are 6-0 in the Southwest Conference thanks in part to 2 5-set home wins over their biggest challengers, Richland Center and Dodgeville, which is rated 6th in Division 3. But is in third place behind the Hornets in the standings. In their first meeting on September 12th, Platteville lost set 1 to Richland Center 26-24, won sets 2 and 3, 25-22 and 25-18, before losing set 4, 25-16. Then the Hillmen got 3 points from some bad hits by the Hornets on the way to a 15-10 win. The Hillmen are not rated in Division 2, while the two teams behind them in the Southwest Conference are rated in Division 3. That's the story as we get set for this matchup tonight. The earlier match, it was JV1 action won by Richland Center. That final score was 2-1. And in JV2 action, Richland Center lost 2-1 to the young Hillmen. Tonight, teams warming up here in front of a big homecoming contingent. We can also tell you the Richland Center soccer team lost a heartbreaker late in the game to Platteville-Lancaster 1-0. It had been tied scoreless for a long time until late in the contest, and Platteville-Lancaster wins the soccer match tonight. JV action is going on currently at the Richland Center Sports Complex. We'll have more in a moment from RCHS. The Pep Band is here in a good-sized crowd during Homecoming 2024. I'm Phil Mee. This is High School Volleyball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Pep band is always sounding great as the teams warm up and get ready for the go-around here, second time around in the conference. It's such a short season. It's so condensed and compacted. And tonight, as these two teams meet, it's really a lot on the line as you look at the Southwest Wisconsin Conference standings. With Platteville on top at 6-0, Richland Center at 4-2. A loss tonight for the Hornets would knock down any chances that they have. We get down to the second time around in the season. Dodgeville at 3-3. It's hard to believe that Platteville will lose two or three matches the rest of the way, but again, they've been challenged. A lot of things on the line and very close tonight. And even this Prairie du Chien team is a strong team. Well, the Hornets found that out with a loss at Prairie du Chien, but River Valley went 5 with Prairie du Chien. River Valley is just ahead of Prairie in the standings, but it was a very even match last week during River Valley's homecoming. And we saw that Lancaster team as well. I've seen them twice now, and they got a real tall team, and they've got some good hitters and blockers as well. So overall, the conference is fairly even. Platteville has taken a little bit of a jump, though, this year. We have one score on the Filney flip phone scoreboard here before we get started tonight. Looks like Boscobel is up 1-0 on Riverdale in SWAL conference volleyball going on this evening. So as far as the match is concerned, Jamie Johnson spelled it out in the pre-match show. It's just a matter of not committing so many errors. And they really had a couple of tough plays in the last time they played Platteville match. And they had trouble in the Dodgeville match, anybody that was here. So the Hornets really struggle with serves, keeping him in play, and certainly that's going to be key tonight, not giving Platteville any easy points, making them work for them, and making them play defensively, because Platteville, obviously, they're a talented team. They're going to come out on the attack, and they don't really need a lot of help. And the Hornets, they can be a very good serving team, and they're going to probably need to be tonight. They've got some players that can score some aces, and that's one of the things they're looking at here tonight. So certainly as the Hornets face Platteville, it's kind of the sad fact, Jamie Johnson mentioned it, 1-9 are the Hornets in the last, 7, 8 years against Platteville. That also includes, I think, at least one tournament. I think they played in the regional a few years ago as well. So certainly the Platteville Hillmen have had the Hornets' numbers. There were times when these two teams would come down to just about every year facing off. The Hornets won the conference in 2016. I think that's one of the years where they split with Platteville that year. Prior to that, Richland Center had won a number of conference titles in a row, dating from 2002 all the way through 2011 with a good string, a good run of conference championships at that time. Well, the band is here. We'll join them with the national anthem in just a moment as we prepare for first serve time and the introduction of players this evening prior to homecoming volleyball. Good crowd continues to file in. Keep in mind for future references, the JV matches begin at 5:30. That's a change from the past, so that does make things speed up a little bit, but sometimes varsity action can begin before 7 o'clock. And now this time, let's join Jeff Behrens and the Richland Center High School Pep Band, one of their first performances of the homecoming week as they perform the national anthem. I'd like the Richland Center High School Pep Band performing that. Well, we'll be back with more first serve right around the bend here tonight. High school volleyball from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Here are the starters for tonight's contest for Platteville, Linnea Dye, number 5. Number 9, Jackson Berenchen. Addison McNeil, number 10. Avery Richard, number 22. And Stella Schumacher, number 31. The Hornets are led by number 9, Soleil Ewing. Number 10, Ellie Weiss. Number 12, Lillian Tidrick. Number 15, Chloe Darling. 21, Ava Cosgrove. 23, Danica Pauls. The libero player is Carly Meaden. First serve is by the Hornets to Platteville. Hillman are going to return it to the far side, dug by Pauls, and then punched over by Weiss. Platteville tries again for the middle. Top shot over the top that time. Blocked by the Hornets. Returned by Tidrick. Again, Platteville tries from the near side, driving it down the line. Nice dig there. Kept live by Meaden. And Cosgrove gets it over. Nice play. Near side, McNeil drives it to the left side. Dug by Ewing. She'll get it back there on the set by Cosgrove. Driven over. Platteville again. What a volley. Hillman will drive it to the back line. It's going to be played by Meaden. Here's a set by Cosgrove. Ewing takes it over the top. Diving play, Platteville. They can't keep it going. Hit number three goes over. Nice save by Platteville. The Hornets try again. Down the line for Darling. Fielded now by Platteville, and the Hillman will pop it to the left side. Played by Ewing. There's Cosgrove. Ewing, left hand. Down it goes. And the Hornets are up 1-0. Boy, if all the volleys are that long, I'm going to lose my voice tonight. Boy, nice job by the Hornets staying with it. Platteville had a couple of awesome digs in there as well. Here is Pauls with the serve. That one is out of bounds, and we're tied. One apiece. Platteville gets the side out and the serve. Number 10, Addison McNeil, will chase the ball to the back wall, and we'll keep it going here at the Hornet High School gym. You almost need ball boys just like you have in soccer or ball people to keep that ball from going, keep it replenished. Here's a serve. Platteville serves it out of bounds. 2-1. We're even in service errors, and the Hornets take the lead. And Maddie Huber is in to the front row for Richland Center. Chloe Darling will serve for the Hornets. Platteville in serve-receive mode. Emma Graney is into the lineup. Platteville will get the set to the right side. Taking a shot is Richard, and that's down. Avery Richard ties the score at 2. Into the lineup for Platteville, number 7, Quinn Temperley. Serving for Platteville, number 9, Jackson Berenget. Hornets in serve-receive mode, and the ball is played now by Ewing. Free ball over, slapped over by Platteville. Down it goes. Hornets laid it up on top of the net. Quinn Temperley brings it down, and the Hillman up by a score of 3-2. Here comes the next serve. Fielded by Ewing. This one at the net. Set up by Darling. No, they're going to call her for bumping into the net. And that'll make it 4-2. Platteville. Here in the opener tonight. Picture Nate is here. Must be a big match. Taking some pictures. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Darling sets it up. Ewing shot. That is into the net. It did not make it to the block. And falls back on the Hornets' side. And Platteville goes up by 3 at 5-2. Hornets boosters selling tickets tonight and selling ducks for the duck race on Friday. Here's the serve. Dug by the Hornets. Push to the right side. Ewing drives it over. Nice diving dig by Platteville. They'll take it in play with a shot left side by Richard. Now to the back row. Driving it over. Nice job by Meaden. Platteville tries again for the right side. Through the block and down it goes. Avery Richard makes it 6-2. Platteville. That's her second kill. And Platteville will serve again. Jackson Virgin keeps it going. Here's the serve. Dug by Meaden. Darling sets it left side. Ewing takes the angle. Played by Platteville back row. Here's the set to the right side. Shot is over on the hit by Temperley. And the Hornets work it again. Weiss's shot blocked. And down it goes. Platteville gets a block kill from Linnea Dye. And that makes it 7-2. Platteville is on a big roll here early on. Berenget keeps it going. Here's the serve. Fielded by Meaden. Darling passes left side. Ewing takes a shot. Got it down. Hornets torn the tie there with a nice hit by Soleil Ewing. And the side out Richland Center. Ewing with the kill. That's her second of the set. And Carly Meaden will serve. The libero player for the Hornets floats it here to the far left side. Richard with a nice dig. There's the shot by Dye, dug by the Hornets. Darling to Meaden, and she'll get it over. Here's the set again. Right side for Richard. Blocked by the Hornets. Nice block that time by Tidrick. And now punched back by Dye. Hornets try again. Right side. Huber takes it over. Played back row by Berenget. And Platteville moves it to the middle and knocked over by Dye. Hornets set it up again for Tidrick. Driving it back row. Platteville chasing it into the stands. Back to the right side. And they hit it into the net. And the Hornets score a second point in a row. It is 7-4. Carly Meaden will serve. Platteville in serve receive mode. Hornets with 2 points in a row. Here's the serve. Dug of an near side by the Hill women. Here's the set. Richard dumps it through the block and got it in. That is a point for Platteville, and that makes it 8-4. Serving for Platteville, number 5, Linnea Dye. Linnea gets the whistle and floats it right down the middle. Fielded now by Pauls. There's the set to Ewing. Her shot locked straight up again. Back to the Hornets. Punched over by Ewing. Set by Platteville to the right side. Shot blocked that time by Ewing. Platteville sets it again, and they'll drive it over, and down it goes. That is Rihanna Dye, who is a sophomore, and gives them some great height in the middle, and that makes it 9-4 in favor of Platteville. We'll be getting some scores on the Phil Nee flip phone tonight in just a moment. We'll check that out. Some early matches going on. Here's the serve. Fielded by Richland Center. To the middle, Ewing drives it over. Fielded by Platteville on the left side. They're going to bring it back to the right and then punched over by Richard. Hornets set it up in the middle and then knocked over that time by Tidrick. Here's the set again. Driving it over and down. Avery Richard makes it 10-4. Avery Richard having a good start to the game. She has 3 kills now for Platteville in the opener. And they lead by 6. Linnea Dye with the serve. Fires it right side. Pauls with the dig. Here's the set. And the shot by Ewing is long and out of bounds. And Jamie Johnson will use a timeout. First of the set. 11-4 Platteville in the opener here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with 2 ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, 11-4 Platteville. There's the serve, fielded by Ewing, a right side. She'll get it right back from Darling, drives it over. Platteville sets it left side, going for Avery Richard, and her hit is going to be partially blocked. Hornets keep it live, punched over, and down it goes for Lillian Tidrick. Hornets got it down, and a point as they turn the tide. 11-5 the score. Lillian Tidrick with her first kill. Here's the serve for Ewing, and Platteville to the net. Blocked back by Tidrick. Punched now over by Avery Richard. Set back now for Lillian. The shot is blocked, and down it goes for Rihanna Dye, and that makes it 12-5 Platteville. Rihanna gets her second kill. And back to serve is Avery Richard, serving for the second time tonight. There's the serve. And Huber trying to feel it near side. Ewing trying to keep it live. The ball on the bench. And nope, they run out of room. Out of bounds. It'll be a point for Platteville. And that makes it 13-5 here in the opener. Platteville pulling away and doing a good job here early on. Balanced attack. Hornets trying to get on rhythm a little bit. They're going to be, Richland Center is going to be a shorter team compared to a lot of Southwest Conference teams where they play taller than they are. Nice dig by Ewing, and then Darling takes it back to the left side. Dumped over by Pauls. Played again, and here's Rihanna Dye driving it over. Stopped by the Hornets. Passed by Meaden, and then Huber driving it right side. It is out of bounds. 14-5, Platteville. Off to a big lead. Avery Richard will serve again. Back by the back row, and steps up. Here's the serve. Fielded near side by the Hornets. Meaden right side. Paul's trying the angle, can't get it, and it hits the net and drops back on the Hornets' side. Platteville leads by 10 at 15-5. Platteville will serve again. Here's the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Meaden sets it left side. Paul's shot. No, into the net. A little bit low, and it goes back to Platteville for another serve. They lead it 16-5 here in the opener. Platteville will serve again. Avery Richard with the approach. And there's a line drive serve. That one is out of bounds. Platteville has not made many mistakes here. And they'll turn it back over to the Hornets on a side out. Serving will be Richland Center. And Ava Cosgrove is in, a member of the Richland Center High School Student Council. Busy this week, prepping for homecoming. Here's the serve. Cut off by Dye. Platteville gets it right back to Rihanna. Drives it over. Good dig by Sola Ewing. Cosgrove passes left side. Pauls takes the angle, gets it over. Nice hit. Here's a set by Platteville right side. Taking a shot and out of bounds on the attempt by Addison McNeil. And that makes it 16-7. Hornets get a couple of points back now. Cosgrove with a left-handed serve. That one goes just a bit long and drops out of bounds. 17-7, Platteville. Quinn Temperley will serve. These teams will be in different divisions come the postseason, so it doesn't appear that they will play again. There's the dig by Ewing, pass by Cosgrove, driven over that time by Darling. And now Platteville tries going right with a big hit there by McNeil. Hornets go left side for Pauls, drives it over. Fielded by Platteville. They'll give it right back to McNeil. She drives it over and out of bounds. And the Hornets score 17-8. Into the game for Platteville, number 31, Stella Schumacher. Stella in the back row, and here's the serve by Tidrick. Going to be fielded by Platteville. Set to the right side. Shot over the block attempt by the Hornets. Fielded by Ewing. Cosgrove right side. Falls into the net. On the swing, and that'll make it 18-8, including Platteville's biggest lead. They have led big here down the stretch in set number one. Here's the next serve by Platteville, fielded by Meaden. Cosgrove sets it up. There's Weiss taking a swing. Fielded back row by Platteville. Right side, now McNeil's shot blocked by the Hornets. Again, Platteville tries again at the net. Tapped over that time by Dye. Hornets try with Weiss, drives it over. Platteville gets a dig on it. They'll set it to the net. Ball blocked by Weiss. Back to Platteville at the net. Softly tapped over that time by McNeil. Great volley. Weiss dumps it over. Diving dig. Platteville, they keep it going at the net. Dropping it over. Nice pancake save by Darling. And the Hornets drive it over, but out of bounds. That was a really good volley. It took a lot of concentration on both sides. Platteville wins the battle. 19-8. The score. Platteville will serve again. There's the serve. Right side. That one is just a little bit out of bounds. So that makes it a 19-9 ball game score. And serving for Richland Center will be number 23, Danica Pauls. Danica with the approach. Line drive serve. That's an ace. Nice serve. That makes it 19-10. Hornets coming back a little bit. Pauls gets Richland Center its first ace. And they will attempt to go again. Danica starts way back, past the back line. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by Platteville. They'll bring it back to the middle. And now punched over by Berengen. Set left side. Ewing drives it through the block and a double hit called on Platteville, and the Hornets get a point. 19-11, Richland Center closing the gap in the opening set. Serving for Richland Center, Danica Pauls. Got a power serve, starts all the way to the right side. With the approach, there is the serve, and it's an ace, and the Hornets are within 7 points. 19-12, Danica Pauls driving one right to the floor, and the Hornets will try again. Here's the whistle, and the line drive serve fielded by Platteville. They'll set it on the right side. There's the hit by Dye, fielded by Poles. Cosgrove sets Ewing. Soleil takes it in, and the Hornets are within 6. And Platteville wants a timeout. 19-13. Hornets within six. Platteville uses its first timeout. High school volleyball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Hornets with a serve. Platteville can't return it, and the Hornets will score again. 19-14. Not an ace. Platteville got it to the net, but failed on a low pass. And so Richland Center tries again. They're within five, looking a lot better now. Here's the serve by Pauls. That one is just a little long and out of bounds. Good run. It will go back now to Platteville, leading 20-14 in the opener. And the Hill women will serve. Addison McNeil. Hornets will try to keep Platteville back on its heels a little bit as they are on them for the first time tonight. Here's the serve. Fielded by Meaden. Back to Darling. Shot by Ewing. Free ball back by Platteville. Great dig. And here's Ewing getting it from Cosgrove. Taking a shot. And it's down. Platteville, a little miscommunication in the middle. And the Hornets are within five. It is 20-15. Meaden back to serve. Maddie Huber is in the front row. And here comes the approach and the serve. Fielded by Platteville. Ooh, they collide. Ball caroms back wall. And now they're going to bring it all the way over the net. Here's a set by Darling to Weiss, driving it over. Here's a set again. Back row from Pauls to Darling. Ewing with the left hand drives it over. Platteville tries again from the right side. Taking a shot. Oh, nice save by Meaden. And then Weiss drives it over. Hornets keep it alive during a great volley. Ball back to the right side. Shot blocked straight up down by Ella Weiss. And the Hornets are within four. What a comeback. Ella Weiss gets the block and the point. And now Richland Center within four. It is a brand new ball game. Carly Meaden will serve. Meaden with a serve going far right side. Fielded by Platteville. Here is the shot blocked back by the Hornets. Back to Platteville. They'll take it on the right side. Shot blocked by Weiss. Platteville tries again. The ball is bumped over by Richard. Here's Ewing. Meaden. Weiss dumps it over with a left hand. Played by Platteville. Here's the shot, and the Hornets can't play it as that one caroms off. Big shot by Linnea Dye, and that gives Platteville a five-point lead. 21-16 the score. Hornets at 1 point. Down big in this one by 11 points. Trail by five. There's the serve. Dug by Meaden. Darling left side. Ewing shot is going to be blocked. Now Platteville getting it. It's going to be bobbled. A lift called on Platteville. And the Hornets get a point back. They're within four. 21-17 here in the opening set. Settle in for what should be a long competitive night. Here's the serve. Fielded by Platteville. They'll set it to the right side. Knuckle over that time by Dye. Here's a set by Darling to Huber. Dumps it back row, and it is out of bounds. Platteville came narrowly close to touching that ball as it went just past the line, but they did not. 22-17. Platteville back in the lead by five. Here comes the approach by Platteville and the serve. Fielded by Meaden. Darling now back to Ewing. Shot blocked straight up and down. Brianna Dye using her height there. The sophomore gets a block kill. That makes it 23-17. Platteville will serve again. Number five, Linnea Dye. Linnea, who is the senior, there's the serve. Fielded by Meaden. Darling sets it left side, taking a shot, is going to be Tidrick. Fielded by Platteville. Back to the right side. Avery drives it over for Platteville. Darling again to Ewing. Over the wall. Diving tip by Platteville to keep it going. It's over. Ewing. Darling. Tidrick softly over. Down it goes. Well played. 23-18. Hornets stay alive. Lily Tidrick getting into the offense. Serving will be Soleil Ewing. Ball is fielded by Platteville. Keep it going. Right side. Down the line. Dye makes a hit and gets the kill. Rihanna Dye gives Platteville game point. 24-18. Boy, the sophomore has made a difference in this game. She's right in the middle. Now as the players rotate around, Platteville with game point, leading 24-18. Here's the run-up and the serve by Platteville, fielded by Huber. Here's Meaden, right side, taking a shot is Pauls, tipped by Platteville, and it will be a point for the Hornets. They're still alive, 24-19. Into the contest will be Ava Cosgrove for Richland Center. Ava will serve. And Platteville in serve-receive mode. Hornets trying to keep it alive. There's the serve, fielded by Platteville. There's a quick set. Rihanna Dye drives it over and down, and this one belongs to Platteville. 25-19, the final. Rihanna Dye steps up. She has three of the final 5 points for Platteville, and they win it by six here in the opener. We'll look at some of the numbers on the opener coming up here in a moment. After this timeout between sets, high school volleyball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Richland Electric Cooperative invites all members to their Member Appreciation Picnic this Thursday, October 3rd from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 30 East Robb Road in Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious meal prepared by the REC Board of Directors and employees. Please note, the picnic will be held on Thursday this year instead of Saturday. Don't miss out on this special event. See you Thursday.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Thanks to our sponsors, the WRCO Sports Boosters. Leading the way, Rihanna Dye for Platteville, 5 kills. Avery Richard had 3. Richland Center is led by Sola Ewing with 4 kills. Lily Tidrick had 2, and Danica Pauls had 2 aces among the highlights for the Hornets. They were down by 11 points at 16-5. They began a dramatic comeback, and they got within 4 at 21-17, but fall short. Set 2 is underway. The teams switch sides in this conference and switch benches. Platteville to our left, Richland Center to our right in second set action here at the Fieldhouse. Glanville set to serve. The Hornets in serve-receive mode. Addison McNeil starts set number two, drives one long, and it drops just out of bounds. Tanika Falls almost did a cartwheel trying to stay out of the way of that one and watch it as it went past the line. Big smile on her face. That ball just missed. 1-0, Richland Center. Chloe Darling will serve. Chloe with the approach, and there's a line drive serve. Fielded by Platteville, bumped to the ceiling. The Hill women hit it left side and wide and out of bounds. It'll go back to the Hornets, 2-0. First time around, these teams went five sets. At times, they have looked fairly evenly matched this evening. Here's the serve, fielded by Platteville, and they can't make a play. That'll go as an ace. That makes it 3-0. Carly Meaden with the ace. The Hornets third on the night. 3-0 score. Here's the serve. That one fielded by Platteville. Pass to Behringen. Back to the right. Shot into the net on a big hit by Linnea Dye. And the Hornets go up 4-0. Hornets trying to bounce back. Coach Jamie Johnson trying to keep them loose. Here comes the serve. Fielded by Platteville. And they'll work it to the far side. Schumacher gets it over. Played now by the Hornets. There's the set by Darling, driven over by Weiss, and down it goes. Platteville leading 5-0. Weiss gets the kill. And the Hornets will serve again. Serving will be Chloe Darling. Chloe makes a nice line drive serve, fielded by Platteville. They'll set it left side. The Hill women take a shot, blocked by Weiss. Back to the Hill women. They're going to try again, driven over that time by Schumacher. Here's the set by Meaden, and there is a shot by Ewing. Block, kill. Platteville gets its first point. Playing right in the middle, Linnea Dye, and that makes it 5-1. Platteville is on the board. Serving for Platteville is Jackson Behringen. Jackson with the serve, fielded by the near side of the Hornets. Nice play. Darling shot by Ewing. Driven over. Nice dig by Platteville. They'll keep it going. Dye gets it back row. Hornets. Pauls. There is Darling. Shot by Huber. Blocked back to the Hornets. And they'll try again. Ewing shot blocked. Down it goes by Platteville. And Platteville's called for being in the net. Hornets get a 6-1 lead now. Back by 5 as they go back to serve. Serving will be Carly Meaden. Carly drives it. It's cut off by Platteville. Quick set left side. Dye takes it over. Fielded now by Darling. Ewing passes right side. Huber, down it goes. And the Hornets lead 7-1. Maddie Huber gets into the act. And back to serve. Number 14. That is Carly Meaden. Brings it to the right side. The Horn of the Barrel. A nice serve. Kept live by Platteville. They punch it out of bounds on hit number 2. And the Hornets go up by 7. It is 8-1. Timeout, Platteville. Hornets by 7. Platteville won the opener, 25-19. High school volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
It is 8-1. Hornets with a nice start here tonight against Platteville. Other scores, including River Valley and Lancaster, tied at 1. Riverdale and Boscobel tied at 1. Cuba City leads Fenimore 1-0. We're back to action. Platteville setting it right side. Dye shot blocked by the Hornets. It bounces and hits the antenna on top of the net, and it's a point for Platteville. That score goes 8-2 now. North Crawford up on Weston 1-0. Darlington, Iowa Grant tied at 1. That's the Filney Flip Phone Scoreboard tonight. Here's a serve by Platteville. Almost an ace. Nice dig. Saved by Meaden. Shot by Darling from the back row. Platteville keeping it going, keeping it live. They'll drive it back to the left side and get it over the Hornets. Now on the backside, it's going to be Meaden. Darling shot by Ewing. Blocked by Platteville and out of bounds. They couldn't control the block, and the Hornets get the point. It is 9-2. Richland Center leading big in this second. Hornets will serve again. Ewing with a serve. Fielded back line by Platteville, set right side. Renee Adai drives it, and the Hornets try to block it, and they can't. It'll be a Platteville score. That's Dye again. She's been a big impact player since coming in. 9-3 the score. Here's the serve by Platteville now. They're down by 6 to the Hornets. There's the set. Hornets hang one, and it's going to be driven over by Avery Richard. Back to the right side, punched over by Meaden. Played now by Platteville, left side, taking a shot. Down it goes. Quinn Temperley gets the kill. That makes it 9-4. Temperley with the kill. Platteville with some really good players here. This back row, wait a minute. I think they're going to overrule the last point. Are they going to say serve over? No, the Hornets get a point. Platteville with a violation, so that makes the score 10-3. Hornets up by 7 points, and Ava Cosgrove will serve for Richland Center. Fielded by Platteville. Die to the left side, punched over by McNeil. Hornets with Cosgrove, right side, taking a shot. Down it goes for Danica Pauls. And that makes it 11-3. Pauls makes the hit. And the Hornets now with a commanding lead here in this one. We noted in the first set when Platteville was way up, no lead is safe. They did hang on to win, but the Hornets gave them a good run. Here's the dig by Platteville back to Renee Adai, and Renee Adai gives it a drive, and down it goes. Brianna Adai, I should say. She makes it 11-4. The sophomore gets her second kill in this second set. Here's Quinn Temperley with the approach and the line drive serve, fielded by Ewing. Cosgrove right side, Pauls for the kill. Down it goes. Got it right past the Platteville attempted block, and that makes it 12-4. Danica Pauls making her presence known in the front row. Here's the serve by Ewing. Going to be fielded now left side by Platteville. They'll set it. Now McNeil drives it over. Diving dig, Ewing. Platteville. Oh, Hornets keep it live, and they'll drive it over, but that's hit number 4. The ball wound up under the net. Nice save by Darling, but it wasn't enough, and the Hornets give up a point. That makes it 12-5. Hornet lead is now 7. Here comes the serve by Claire Hoosier. Fielded near side by Richland Center. Back to Weiss. No, hits one into the net, and that makes it 12-6. Platteville within 6 in the second. And back to serve again will be Hoosier. Here's the serve. Low one. Nice dig by Pauls. Set by Weiss. It hangs to the net and then slapped over and down it goes for Linnea Dye. And 12-7. Platteville is within 5. Now Hoosier back to serve. The senior with a jump serve. Fielded now by Pauls. She gets it right back from Cosgrove and Danica takes it over. Dug by Hoosier. Pass back to the left side. Shot by McNeil. Played by Ewing. Popped up now by McNeil, by Meaden, I should say, driven over. Platteville drives it back to the right side, driven over that time by Dye. Here's a set by Cosgrove, and Ewing shot into the net. It did not make it over to the Platteville side, and Platteville has climbed back to within 4 here in the second. Claire Hoosier serving for Platteville. There is the serve. Played by Pauls. Cosgrove with a set, softly tapped over by Darling. And Platteville miscommunicates. It drops in between them. Drops in, and the Hornets get a point. 13-8. Richland Center with the side out. They will serve again. Danica Pauls steps up. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Hoosier. Platteville sets it right side. Taking it over and down. Number 10, Addison McNeil. That makes it a score of 13-9. Addison McNeil gets into the act. Her first kill of the second set. And Platteville will try again with a serve. Stepping up is Emma Greeny. There's her serve. That one dies quickly. Paul's good. Dig. Now save right side. Meaden and Ewing gets it over. Fielded now by Platteville. Back to the middle. Anaya Dye drives it over. Fielded by Pauls. Cosgrove to Weiss. And Ella drives it down. Big time hit. And the Hornets go up 14-9. Ella Weiss gets a point for Richland Center. In the lead here in the second, Platteville won the opener 25-19. So Chloe Darling will serve for the Hornets. There's Chloe's serve. Fielded by Hoosier. There's a set on the left side. Platteville takes a swing and drives it out of bounds. And the Hornets go up by six again, 15-9. Richland Center trying to even the setup here in the second during homecoming 2024. The serve by Darling. Hoosier got a beat on it, and it caroms into the stands. And the Hornets' lead is 16-9 now by seven. Serving again will be Chloe Darling. Chloe steps up. There's